Lesson 19, Part 1, Section A. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just had another dream.
Is this in the shower?
No, this one is in the church. It's so real. I can even feel his breath on me. I thought the dreams were over. I haven't had one for a month.
Take it easy. You will get better.
No. You can't keep much worse. I can't study. I don't get any sleep, and I failed in my exams. That's 1 year ago.
It's the anniversary. That's what it is.
So, will you be leaving here during the National Day?
No. I'll be here for the finals, in the summer school.
Question 1. What are the two people in the conversation? Question 2. What can we learn about the woman? Question 3. What will the man do during the National Day? Section B. 1. There was a church and a man in the dream that the woman had just had. 2. The man hasn't seen the woman for a month. 3. The man is trying to comfort the woman.
Part 2. 1. After the student has finished speaking, we praise the student's effort and give him or her as much encouragement as possible. We correct only those errors that have really interfered with communication. 2. There can be no excuse for any delay on any side in disclosing all relevant information about the fate of peace. All threats to United Nations personnel, in the air and on the ground, must cease immediately.
Part 3, Passage 1. By 1650, the population in Europe was about a half billion. Ways of farming improved, partly because of better tools and machines produced by the Industrial Revolution, which began in late 1700s. Fewer people died for lack of food. The death rates dropped still further as people began to understand and combat the cause of disease. But people continued to have many children, and the population grew quickly. By 1850, it was a billion. Western Europeans were the first to change their attitudes about family size. Space was limited in their small countries. Millions of people escaped to new frontiers, emigrating to North America, Australia, and South Africa. Those that stayed behind chose to have fewer children. The birth rate dropped.
Question 1. What was the population in Europe in 1650? Question 2. Why did ways of farming improve according to the passage? Question 3. By which year did Europe reach the population of a billion? Question 4. Who changed the attitude about family size first? Passage 2. For more than a century, the library has been housed here at the British Museum in Bloomsbury, its 18 million books making it a mecca for scholars. Its treasures include the Gutenberg Bible, the Magna Carta, a Shakespeare first folio, and countless more rare manuscripts. Ideas that have changed the world took shape here in the minds of such thinkers as the scientist Charles Darwin and the political economist Karl Marx. Great literary figures such as Charles Dickens and playwright George Bernard Shaw also worked here. Now, some 1,600 readers use it every day, and the library has expanded to accommodate the growing collection.
Question 1. What is the passage mainly about? Question 2. Where is the library located? Question 3. How many does it have? Question 4. Which person is not mentioned as the user of the library in this passage? Question 5. How many readers use the library every day now?